Welcome to our podcast today. I'm Attila Altener. I'm a GP from Germany, and I'm going to talk with Alike van der Velden, a primary care researcher from the Netherlands. Alike, we are going to talk about the specific challenges in communication and clinical assessment of respiratory tract infections in children. But first of all, we are both parents. So what's the first thing as a mother which comes to your mind?
Well, thank you, Attila. Well, my personal thoughts as a mother are somewhat different than my professional thoughts as being a primary care researcher. As a mother, I'm really lucky to have children who hardly ever be sick. And I have to admit that I have two children, and one child has one antibiotic course once in her life. And now they are in high school, so out of the period of regular respiratory infections. However, as a primary care researcher, I see a lot of overuse of antibiotics for children with respiratory tract infections. And I have to admit, it's not just the children where there's a relatively high use of antibiotics, but also adults and elderly. But as the children are at the beginning of their life and are getting used to using antibiotics for self-limiting infections, it can be expected that they keep on using it when they are adults and become older.
As a GP myself, I sometimes are still worried about not prescribing antibiotics for children where I see there's somewhere from my clinical view in between. So it's not really a serious disease, but it's not just a common cold. What could you tell me from your perspective as a researcher how to deal with this challenge?
Well, first of all, I think that the primary care physicians are very well trained and often have a very good feeling about what's going on with the severity and the illness of the child. It's often the parent that makes the picture a bit more complicated about because the parent is communicating the symptoms with the physician. It isn't that hard to explain to parents. The situation now is stable. I don't see any factors for risks or for a non-favorable disease progression. But if, and then you can mention specific example, if fever goes up, if the child begins feeling really unwell, you can always come back and see me the next day, or even the same day, or after 2 days. And parents often are willing to come back with their child to the surgery.
I think parents are a real challenge, or can be a real challenge, and especially addressing their concerns, their uncertainty. Do you have any thoughts how to effectively address these issues?
I think you're making a good point. As a primary care physician, actually your primary concern is the child's health. But the child can't communicate symptoms. The child doesn't have worries about her own health. It's the parent you have to deal with. And parents obviously are worried about their children. A good physical examination of the child, and not only the ears when a child comes in with earache, but also a quick look at the throat, or maybe when throat is the problem, have a quick listen to the lungs of the child. And this physical examination together with proper information about the course of disease, the self-limitedness of disease, the background of the disease, that a child really can experience several respiratory tract infections within a year, which can last longer than a day. That kind of reassurance and explanation about the background of the disease can help reassuring the parent.
I think another challenge is that there is less clarity around the guidelines for treatment of children with respiratory tract infections. In the recommendations we did in the GRIP network, where we both are a part of, we say this is only for kids over 2 years, over an age of 2 years. And other guidelines, we exclude all small children below 6 months. What do you think about this problem?
Yeah, Tella, this surely is a problem, because from all the research that has been done on effectiveness of antibiotics, children were excluded because they carry specific risks and excluded from studies. It would really add to the evidence to again perform studies in which children are included. that evidence can be better provided, and this evidence can help in making good guidelines. I think the only good exception to this is the treatment of otitis media that often occurs in primary care. And as this really is a childhood disease, there's very much evidence about the treatment and non-treatment of otitis media with or without antibiotics.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. And I think it's also important to try to communicate to the parents that we have to weigh different risks, and that probably risks of prescribing antibiotics too early are much higher than some very rare complications. Although I think you mentioned that before, it's very important to give parents reassurance that they can come back with their kid every time, and that you will reconsider your clinical evaluation.
Yeah, I think it is, but Attila, we have to remember that you are from Germany, I am from the Netherlands. Access to care is really easy in our countries. Parents can come back the same day or the day after. But we have areas, countries in this world where access to care is much more difficult. And when a physician finally sees a child with a runny ear or with a nasty cough, an antibiotic is more easily prescribed than in the Western developed world. So information, relieving medication for children and good information for parents, especially in those areas, is really of utmost importance.
Well, thank you for this nice discussion. I really enjoyed it, and I hope our audience will enjoy it as well.
Well, thank you, Attila. It was very nice exchanging ideas and have this conversation, and I'm sure we will have this kind of conversation in the future as well.